the new immigration is bringing more nuance, more colors into this story. So now it's not just only about the political oppositions or cultural opposition anymore. It's something more here in this story. The new immigrants are very diverse. Many of them came from the center. And I also see it's like the big number are women. I met a lot of women in their 30s, 40s, came to Germany after experience like a traumatized or like have an accident in their life. So they thinking about migration is the only option for them to get back to life again. So many, for example, many of my informants has a huge burden to raise their her children alone. Also many of them suffered the sudden death of their husbands. They have a psychological trauma. They also have an economic or financial burden to feed the whole family. So they also have a like very strong desire to have another family, like a normal family with husband and wife and children. So that desire and also that burden, responsibility, push them to migrate. So the way they get to legal status is either married to a German or having baby with a German citizen. And these kind of strategies actually it changed the traditional family structure. So now you have not only a family in Vietnam, but you also have a family in Germany. And you also have a two family parallel, and these two family don't know each other. So, for example, one woman have a marriage for legal status, but she claimed themselves that she also has a feeling for her husband. But at the same time, she also has a partner. They also sharing life with each other. They also share information about their family, their children. So how she divided it is sometimes she spent time with her partner, but most of the time she claimed themselves like she belong to the marriage. Actually, it's not about managing these different lives. For most of the new migrants, the only concerns so far is how to have the right to access to residency in Germany and how to earn money to support the family that waiting them in Vietnam. That is the two concerns that occupy their mind all the time. So they actually don't even have time to think about themselves, whether they suffer in this situation or not. Even they say, I'm suffering. But they always saying like, I suffer for a purpose. And they have very a clear purpose, which is their family in Vietnam. I have an informant that she left her three children in Vietnam alone after her husband died. Her oldest son was only 20 by that time when she left. The smallest one was 10. So she just brought them to Hanoi, rented a place for them, and left them with some money, and then she went to Germany. So the only thing she think about, which is earning money to pay back the debt, and also to support her children. These people, I think, actually sacrificed a lot. And this sacrifice actually also become a reason for people to say that some lives are acceptable. It's also very easy to fall into categorization. For example, you would say very easily, oh, that is fake. But when the person who have done something, she is not, or like he's not clearly saying like, oh, I'm standing on this side or on that side. when you say it's like, okay, I have a feeling for him, so yeah, I marry him, even though my feeling cannot be called love. But yeah, he's good, he's German, why not? And I also really need somebody to be with me. Whether you can say, is it a lie when she also have to devote all of her time taking care of him? But at the same time, she also thinking like, I just also want to have somebody who I can talk to. He cannot talk to me. He cannot understand what I really need, because he is still something different from what I where I came from. You know, it's like I'm trying to get to into like the deeper layer to see, to avoid to being stereotyped. So yeah, the problem here is like when I talk to the people, the informants, I would get it, but I don't know how to put it into writing. And I also don't know how to write in the way that make my audience also understand what I feel about them. Let's say I have a friend who are just who from Vietnam and who just have a fake married with another Vietnamese but have a permanent resident permit in Germany, and then she went to Germany. They say it's like they have to be together for 3 years because of the constant checking from a German office whether this is a fake or authentic marriage. So they agree with each other that the guy will get 5,000 DMARC. By that time, it's quite a long time ago. And she also agreed that she will stay with him for 3 years. And after 3 years, they will get divorced. That is the normal plan. But after 2 years, they have a feeling for each other. So after 3 years, they decided not to divorce, or even like normal marriage for several years. And after several years, they divorced again because they were not, they didn't get along well with each other. So you see, like for the whole process of life, you see like it's a marriage from fake to authentic, from authentic to separate. And then what would we say about this? It's so difficult to put people into like a category and then say, yeah, they cannot be, they cannot get over that category. Yeah, I mean, the category is not a writing we should do. Yeah.